Archers for the week 2nd to 7th May 2004.
Eddie's helping the Borsetshire police with their inquiries.
Tie.
Any colour, I don't mind.
Okay.
So long as it's clean.
It's not like you're going to court or anything. It's only an interview.
What, in a police station? Under caution, with me lawyer?
Yeah.
I asked Usha. She said to look tidy. My tie's got stuff all in it.
All right. Yeah, what about this one?
Yeah, that's great. That'll be fine. Thanks, William.
Yeah, look after it. It's one of my best. And I hope it goes, you know.
I've got a very bad feeling about this interview. I've hardly slept a wink the last two nights.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're gonna...
Will?
Oh, hi, Em.
Right then.
Hiya. Oh, hello, Eddie.
Wish me luck, won't you? Reckon I'm gonna need it.
Oh.
Yeah, good luck. See ya.
As if they don't bang me up straight off.
Bye.
What sort of a family are you getting married into, eh?
Well, I can't talk, can I? Anyway, I'm not backing out now.
Good.
So, how'd it go this morning? Did the guy come about the head keeper's job?
Yeah.
So?
Not really much to say. He came, I showed him round, and he went away again.
Yeah, but what was he like? Was he any good?
He was all right.
Big, small, young, old?
About 30, I suppose. Nice enough bloke. Nothing special about him. Just your typical keeper.
Well, what had he done before? Did he have much experience?
Well, the usual. What you'd expect.
Well...
He'd been underkeeper on a biggie shoot up north for 5 years.
Five? But that's no more than...
Yeah, okay, I know. He'd no more experience than I have. He was full on how big his last shoot was, all the responsibility he had. But it was nothing I hadn't done 10 times before.
Well, are they going to take him on?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Mr. Aldridge.
Well, it's not me who should talk to him, is it?
Yes, you look fine. The tie wasn't strictly necessary.
Shall I take it off?
You decide whatever makes you feel most comfortable.
Comfortable? Couldn't hardly eat me dinner.
Hey.
Like a condemned man being led to the scaffold.
It's just an interview. You haven't even been charged with anything yet.
Not yet.
Well, try and relax. It shouldn't take too long. You'll be home in time for tea.
Okay.
But remember, you'll be under caution. They'll tape everything you say and may use it later. Just answer his questions. Be as open and honest as you can.
I wasn't planning on telling any lies.
No, I didn't mean...
I didn't know that meat was condemned. Snatch Foster, he set me up. It's all because of him. I'm sat here now.
Okay, Eddie. Stay calm. This isn't the time to get worked up about Snatch.
Well, calls himself a mate. I'll never trust him again. I'll never even speak to him.
Mr. Grundy!
That's us.
Blimey, Nick.
Okay, now... Relax, stay calm, and answer the questions.
Hi, love. Mr. Loud here.
Tom's left all this stuff in the van.
Hey, don't worry about that.
We need the boxes tomorrow.
Yeah, I just came out to do it myself.
It's okay, I've got nothing else to do.
Well, I'll give you a hand. You pass them to me. What about that DVD of Tom's? Weren't you going to watch it?
Seen it.
Oh. What, did you know Kathy's thinking of doing another film show? You might even make it a regular event.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think it'd be nice if she showed some classic films, you know, not just the new ones. Maybe some French cinema, too.
Hmm.
I'm sure there'd be enough interest in the village, don't you think so? Anyhow, I hope she does keep it going. Last one was such a success. A real community event. It was a shame you missed
okay,
it.
Okay, I know. The mess in here. Can you pass the brush, please?
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say? I called in on Peggy this morning.
Oh?
Yeah. She and Jack were both busy in the garden, having a lovely time. So nice for Peggy to have him up and about again. She looked so happy. She was asking about you. I know it's probably the last thing you want to do now, but if she...
No, put... Mum, I don't want to go and see Gran.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So, are you going out tonight, or...
I don't know. I, might just... Well, I don't know.
Hey, look. Leave that now. Come in and...
It's okay, Mum, I'm fine.
All right. Helen...
Mum, I know what you're going to say, and I really don't want to talk about it now.
But I just...
I just don't want to talk about it, okay?
Okay.
Snatch brought the meat over to my place. I kept it in the freezer.
Did Mr. Foster always bring the meat over to you?
Well, no. Once or twice I picked it up from his place.
Once or twice?
Yeah, if I was running short.
Did you ever pick it up from anywhere else?
Eh?
Did you ever collect the meat from another place?
What do you mean?
A yes or no will do, Eddie.
No.
You're sure about that?
Of course I'm sure.
Was anyone else involved?
What?
A third party.
Did
anyone else deliver the meat on behalf of Mr. Foster?
No. I only ever got the stuff from Snatch. Look, I told all this to the other
bloke. I need to confirm what happened, just for the record. And you say you believed he'd obtained the meat from hill farmers.
That's what Snatch told me. A few hill farmers who doing their own slaughtering. I thought it was good meat.
But you knew it had been obtained illegally.
I thought it was good meat. I didn't know it
My
was condemned.
My client has already told you.
Yes, yes, all right. Did you label the meat yourself?
No, it came already labelled.
So what happened if you ran short of one particular sort, say beef? Could you ask him for some more?
I could have tried. Wouldn't have done me no good. It was all down to Snatch. I just took what I was given.
Okay. Now, you come from a farming background.
Yeah.
You were a farmer yourself until recently.
Until I went bust, yeah.
Let's see. How long ago was that?
4 years.
What kind of a farm was this?
Mixed. Dairy, sheep, a few beef cattle.
I see. And during your time as a farmer, did you ever visit the abattoir on the Felpersham Road?
Visit?
Did you ever take any of your stock there to be slaughtered?
What's that got to do with anything? I don't know. Maybe. I can't remember. Maybe the odd time.
The odd time?
No more than that.
So during all those years as a farmer, you only went there the odd time?
Yes. You don't normally take your own stock to be slaughtered. You sell it at market or straight off the farm.
Do you know anyone who works at the abattoir?
No. Why should I?
No one at all, even a casual acquaintance.
Look, I keep telling you...
I believe my client has already answered that question.
Tell me, what else do you sell at your car boot sales?
This and that. Garden ornaments.
Oh?
I make them myself for... Animals and bird baths and gnomes.
Gnomes?
That's right, gnomes.
Okay. Well, thank you for your help, Mr. Grundy.
Well, is that it? Aren't you going
to... We'll be contacting you at a later date to inform you about any charges we may wish to bring against you. That's all for now.
Pat, hiya.
Hello?
Oops. Oh, yeah, mind where you walk. Bartle will be, I'm afraid.
I passed Joe down the lane.
Oh, he offered to take me in the trap for the wedding, you know.
Yeah, I heard.
But luckily, I don't need him. Mr. Woolley's letting us have the Bentley.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I feel a bit bad about Joe, but... Well, I think he might take Greg and Will.
Well, that'll be great if it's a sunny day, but what if it rains?
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, it's ever so kind of Mr. Woolley.
Get there in style, eh?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and has Mum asked you about the roses?
For the confetti?
Yeah, we'll need as many petals as we can find.
Yeah, Clary told me. I did warn her we've only got a few and they're not going to win any prizes.
Oh, it's okay, as long as they flower.
Biodegradable. I'm all for it. We'll save as many petals as we can. Mm,
cheers. The more the better. They're going to look...
Emma? I hope you don't mind me asking, but, do you know if Will's spoken to Greg recently?
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, not for the last few days.
I was just wondering how he was. You know, what his plans were. George thought he might be applying for a job somewhere.
Yeah, we heard that too, but...
So, you don't know where?
No, sorry. I don't really know anything about it.
No. Oh, it's all so sad. Difficult. Poor Helen's really suffering, and there doesn't seem to be anything we can do to help.
Hiya.
Anyway.
Well, you could ask Will.
No, I must get home. Thanks anyway. Bye.
Right, see ya.
Hiya. I'm all through now.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you going on home? Are you coming back with me?
Oh, let's go back to your place.
Okay. So, what was all that about, you and Pat?
Oh, she was just asking about Greg.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I see why she's worried. If Greg gets this job and Helen goes off with him...
What, after she just walked out on him?
Yeah. Suppose you got a point.
Anyway, never mind that. I called Mr. Aldridge this afternoon.
Oh?
I'm going to see him tomorrow. Talk about the head keeper's job.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you happy now?
Oh, Will.
Feels good to breathe fresh air again.
Well, that could have been worse.
Oh, you reckon?
You handled it well, gave him straight answers, stuck to your line.
Oh, come on, you heard that, Copper. He didn't believe a word.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Of the way he kept going on about the blooming abattoir. Trying to make out I was in on the deal with Snatch.
Okay, he was trying it on, but he didn't get anywhere.
That ain't gonna stop him, though, is it?
There's no evidence to link you with the abattoir deal.
I've got nothing to prove. I wasn't in with Snatch, have I? It's just my word against his.
The burden of proof. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, now pull the other one.
Eddie, paranoia isn't going to help us. You've still not even been charged.
Yeah, but it's only a matter of time, isn't it?
Well, I can't pretend you're out of trouble. You've admitted to an offence, and I don't think they're about to let you off.
Oh, great.
The only question is exactly what the charge will be. Until we know that, there isn't a lot more I can do for you.
So I just have to sit at home and wait?
Well, there is one thing you might do.
What?
If you could find another trader, someone else who'd been getting the meat from Snatch without knowing where it had come from.
Some other mook.
If they'd be willing to come forward and back you up, it might be very helpful.
Come on. What chances there are that?
I know, it's a long shot.
Pigs might fly.
But if you want to help your story stand up in court, it could be the best hope we've got.
There's disappointment for Lillian.
Don't say we're too late.
Adam's taken Tolly out. He left about 10 minutes ago.
No.
Ryan, afternoon, Matt.
Oh, did you hear that, darling? Adam's already taken Tolly for a ride.
Oh.
Oh, how inconsiderate of him.
Well, did he know you were coming out?
No, but he knows I've been riding him. At least he could have done us to let me know.
Yeah, that's a shame.
He's going to give Matt another lesson.
Oh?
Yes, I've taken out a bit of...
Well, how disappointing for you.
Well, not a time, eh?
What are we going to do on afternoon?
Well, perhaps you could hire one from the stables.
Yeah.
Ryan on a bank holiday. All our best ones are bound to be taken.
Yes, of course they will.
It's just a thought.
No, never mind. I'm sure we'll find something else to do.
No, there seems to be a conspiracy going on to stop me doing the things I want.
Oh?
I was hoping to show Matt round the Dower House.
Really? But isn't that...
Oh, dear Caroline, you'd think those tenants of hers had some kind of rare disease. She refused to even let me through the door.
Very boring of
her. Yeah, too right, darling. For heaven's sake, I don't want to move in there. Just have a quick look round my old home.
Well... We take a spin up to my golf club, see who's around in the bar.
Well, looks as if there's nothing else for it. Why don't you join us, Brian?
Oh, sounds tempting, but I can't, I'm afraid. A business appointment.
Business?
Well, nothing too gruelling. Will Grundy's asked to see me.
What's that, more trouble down at the shoot?
No, it's just routine.
Matt, darling, shall we go?
Yeah, come in. So, you any close to appointing a new head keeper?
A chap came down yesterday from the north. You seem competent enough.
Yeah, you need to choose carefully.
Oh, yes.
Matt!
Yeah, it won't be a sec. Brian, look, I won't deny that I am still a little concerned about the whole situation regarding the shoe. Perhaps we could make a time to have a chat about it?
Yes, of course.
We're having a drink at the Bull tonight. Why don't you meet us there, say, 6:30?
All right.
Good, man. See you then.
Hello? Oh, Cathy, hello.
Oh, hi, Clary. You all finished in the dairy?
Just...
Suppose the yoghurt's still got to be made, holiday or no?
Yeah. I need to ask Pat about tomorrow.
Oh, she's on the phone. Here, let me get you some tea.
Oh, well, that's kind, yeah.
I was lucky I got away early. Pat and I have been comparing our hot flushes.
Oh, yeah.
Pat's put me onto all these remedies.
They're working.
A bit early to say yet. Well, there's all kinds of stuff you can take. Wild yam root, black cohosh, dong quai.
Oh.
Mm, all very exotic. There you are.
Ta.
I'm starting with the ones you can take without needing an interpreter. Soya and red clover.
Clover?
Yes, and no jokes about old cows, please.
Oh.
Pat swears by it. And she's found me this recipe for an HRT cake.
Cake?
Meant to be a good source of natural estrogen, apparently. Look, it's got soya, linseed, cranberries, dried apricot.
Oh, hope it works for you.
Oh, it always happens at such inconvenient times. Like when I was setting up for the film show.
Oh, still, that worked out all right in the end, eh?
More through luck than good organisation.
Oh, well, great. I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you're doing it again.
You look all in.
Let's just say I've had better weekends.
Hmm. So, how did Eddie get on? I didn't really like to ask.
Oh, we're still waiting to see if he'll be charged. Mm. Well, not so much if, what with, and when he'll go to court.
Well, I don't know all the details, of course, but if he didn't know the meat was condemned...
No, he really thought it were good. We all did. We had it for dinner.
Blech. Yeah, I know.
It's whether the police are going to believe that too. And, well, if they don't, oh, I don't know. He should just have had more sense. I mean, he should never have trusted Snatch in the first place.
Yeah, well.
You would think, wouldn't you, that after all these years, all these scams... Oh, don't worry, love, this one's legal. Snatch is my mate, he won't let me down. I mean, you'd think he'd have learnt by now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Come on, then sit down.
Oh, thanks.
So, what did you think of the chap you showed around yesterday?
Well, he was okay. Yeah, he was fine, yeah. He seemed to know what he was talking about.
Hmm? You didn't sound overly impressed.
I'm not saying he wasn't up to the job or anything.
But?
Well, I suppose what I'm really saying is that...
Yes?
When I talked to him, I asked him about his work. Although he's older, he didn't have no more experience than I have.
And?
If he can do the job, then so can I. So I want to apply. I'd like you to consider me for head keeper.
I see.
I know I can do it. I've been here with Greg for almost 5 years. He's been a good teacher. There isn't a job on this shoot that I can't do now. Rearing, vermin control, looking after the drives.
Yeah, perhaps. But being a head keeper is not about routine jobs.
Yeah, I know.
There's an awful lot more to it, Will. There's all the planning and the overall responsibility to consider.
I know. I'm not afraid of that. I've pretty well had to run the whole shoot myself while Greg's been away.
Yeah, well, Greg doesn't always find it so easy himself.
Oh, you're always going to run into problems. Like the mycoplasma. Well, that's part of the job. You can't plan for everything. But I reckon I can handle them as well as anyone.
Hmm. Well, I'm not doubting your qualifications, William, but you are still very young. You're only 21.
I don't see why that should count against me.
Our clients pay us a lot of money to shoot here. It's... Well, how shall I put it? I mean, it's not enough for a head keeper to know his job. He has to look the part, too.
You mean I don't look old enough?
It's a question of authority.
So long as they get a good day shooting, isn't that what really matters?
Well, that's the bottom line. Yes, of course. Well,
I've known this country since I was a kid. I know every inch of this shoot, every drive, every fox earth, every rabbit hole. I know where the birds feed and roost and find cover and how to stop them leaking. You bring in a new man, it's going to take him months, a whole season to learn all that.
Yes. Yes, I can't argue with you there.
Well, that's got to be worth something.
Well, tell me, if you were in charge, what kind of changes would you make?
Thought I'd better clear up my old stock. Make the place look tidy.
What's this, an idol?
Yeah, nothing. It's just... might not be a ring for much longer.
Eddie.
Well, I've got to face up to it. I'll be lucky off with a fine this time.
Eddie, please.
6 months minimum, I reckon.
I've had a long day. I'm tired. I've got to fetch in the washing. I can't take all this.
Okay, I'm sorry, love. Is this like not knowing? It's the waiting. It's getting to me.
And instead of hanging around here moaning, why don't you get out and do something?
Do what?
Well, OSHA told you. See if you can find another trader. Someone who can back you up. Someone else who were conned by Snatch Foster.
That's a waste of time. Can't believe anyone else that stupid.
Well, you don't know till you've tried.
Oh, there's no point in bothering.
Oh, well.
I just had to try and prepare myself for the worst. Tidy up me nose.
Oh, Clary!
Hello.
What's this, Eddie? Gnomes on parade?
Yeah.
How you getting on with your cake, Catherine?
Oh, that's why I'm here. Have you got any cinnamon?
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, I thought I did, but I can't find it anywhere.
If you could just hold on while I do this.
Right, that's it. I'm off down the pub.
You think about what I said, about what Usha told you.
Yeah, I have. There's no point.
I don't suppose you've got a cake that cures stupidity, Catherine.
Sorry.
Maybe I shouldn't be too hard on him, but honestly, that Snatch Foster.
Oh, yeah, give me hot flushes any day.
I'll be getting a dose of them and all before long.
Oh, you've got a while yet.
No, I ain't. Won't be 49 much longer.
Oh, your birthday. Your 50th. It's soon, isn't it?
Next Thursday.
Oh, Clary.
Yeah, real celebration that's going to be.
What about Eddie? Has he made any plans?
To know. If he has, he ain't told me.
Poor Mum, she was so thrilled about it.
There you go, Brian.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't have the heart to let her down.
Well, if Jack's looking so much better.
Managed a couple of hours potting around the garden. That's hardly a miracle cure.
Well, hasn't he asked Peggy out to dinner?
No.
To thank her for looking after him so well?
If it ever happens.
Well, must be a good sign, though, surely.
I'm just worried Mum's making too much of it all.
Jack seems a game old boy, plenty of life in him, yeah.
His leg may be on the mend, but he still seems as muddle-headed as ever to me.
Maybe Jenny should go down and see them.
Look, Brian, about this new keeper.
Well?
Oh, must you talk shop?
Yeah, tell me about this lad who came down yesterday.
Oh, I'm not saying the dog's in the bag or anything, but I must be him there with a chance.
Yeah?
Yeah, Emma was right. I should have gone and seen Mr. Aldridge before.
Head keeper, eh?
Well, he said he wasn't making any promises, but he'd give it some careful thought.
Yeah, well...
Okay, but you could see he was impressed with what I said. I mean, you know what he's like. I don't think he thought about it before. Not seriously.
I hope you get it, William. It ought to be owned by right.
Reckon I'm a lot nearer to it now than I was this morning.
Well, time one of us had a break. Hope you're not too busy to come and visit me in jail.
Dad!
You think I'm joking?
Come on, forget about that. Hey, what are we going to do for Mum's birthday?
Well, you can't hope to get lucky first time. You got another candidate lined up?
There's a chap coming over at the end of the week.
That's it. You just have to keep trying till you find the right man for the job.
Well, you know I spoke to Will Grundy this afternoon?
Yeah?
He wants to be considered for the job himself.
But Grundy? You're not suggesting...
Actually, I was quite impressed by what he had to say. I think we could do a lot worse than take him on.
But the lad's still wet behind the ears.
So? He's on the young side, but Greg's taught him well. I mean, I was impressed by the way he handled the mycoplasma. And he certainly knows the shoot as well as anybody.
Brian, if I didn't know you better...
Not still talking shop,
Yeah, it won't be too much longer, puss.
Well, I'm going to talk to Eddie.
Yeah, okay. Look, I know you've got a soft spot for the lad, but surely you can see he's not up to the job yet.
Well, I disagree.
Maybe in a year or two, when he's had some more experience, but he's not ready for it now.
Can't take you to Paris, Neil. Just can't afford it.
Well, I could lend you a bit.
We're going to need every penny.
Dad, it's the 50th. We've got to do something really special.
Yeah, OK. Well, so long as it doesn't cost us nothing.
Hello. Oh, why all these long faces? Now, let me see if I can cheer you up.
I'm sorry, Lillian. Time I was heading back.
Oh. Was it something I said?
I'll see you around.
Yeah, maybe I ought to.
Oh, don't you rush off too, Will.
Oh, I told Emma
No, wait. I was hoping we could have a little chat. About the Dower House. Now, do you keep a spare key?
Well, yeah.
You see, as it's my old home, I want to show Matt around when the tenants are out. Now, I've already talked to Caroline about it.
Yeah?
But silly me, I forgot to ask her for the key and I don't want to bother her again. So would you be a real sweetie, darling, and lend me yours?
Bird Fry is not a happy bunny.
David?
Okay, Bert.
Everything all right with the sheep?
Oh, I done the feeding. You going back to the farm?
No, I'm going on down the lane to look at the silage.
Well, there's somewhat I want to talk about.
All right, what is it?
Oh, well, I don't know if this is the right time and place.
Oh, so, what, it's serious then?
It is to me.
Okay, well...
Please, Teddy, it's only a
land. Oh,
Hello?
Hi.
You think you've never met one before? Hello, Bert.
Afternoon.
Okay, then, I'll,
Oh, David, did Oliver drop you a note about the publisher? You should get one soon. He's been taking them round.
Well, that's over at Netherburn?
Yeah. Hope you'll all be able to come along. And you too, Bert. There'll be a marquee if it rains.
Oh, I ain't sure. I'll have to see.
We might make it for the tea. It depends what's on.
Yeah, mind, there's a car.
All right, steady.
You can get by. There's plenty of room.
Oh, hello.
Oh, was that your...
No, my tenants from the Dower House.
Mountain bikes?
Oh, they're very keen. They go off to Wales, ride for miles.
What, for fun?
That reminds me. I promise I'll check a damp patch while they're out. All right, let's get you home.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Right then, Bert.
You won't forget about her...
No, I'll chat. Look, I'll go down to the grass, and then I'll be back for lunch, and I'll see you then.
Matt?
Hello.
How's my naughty tiger this afternoon?
Missing his little pussycat.
All at home on a lonesome.
Sweetheart, you know I couldn't get out of this meeting. I'm about to go in there now.
Right, I won't keep you. You know how long you'll be?
Well, once we get stuck in, you know. Look, I'll be back as soon as I can, I promise. 6 at the latest.
No. Don't come back here. I've got another plan. Special treat for you.
Oh, yeah?
A surprise.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
So don't come home. Meet me outside the Dower House.
But I thought we couldn't...
6 o'clock. Don't be late. I'll be waiting.
Midge, quiet.
Greg.
George.
I just thought I'd come by and say hello.
Yeah.
But if it's not a good time...
No, I was just coming.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dad.
Tea? Coffee?
Well, if you're going to make some.
Yeah. No milk, I'm afraid. Is black...
No, don't worry. I've just had my dinner.
Sorry, I'm behind with the shopping.
Yeah, you've been busy with the housework, though, I can see. All looking very neat and tidy.
Yeah, I've been sorting a few things out.
No.
Cleaning away the muddles. Yeah, have a seat.
Yeah. Ta. Well, it looks a lot better than when I was last here. Very ship-shape.
Well, I couldn't leave the place in a mess. Brian Aldridge would be needing it for his new head keeper.
Yeah. So he'll definitely be going. You applied for the job in the Shooting Gazette?
Yeah, I did.
And have you been for an interview?
Oh, I'm still waiting to hear. Yeah, and there are the usual formalities and references and so on.
Oh, well, if they're following up your references, sounds promising to me.
We'll see.
Though I can't say I'm surprised. They won't find many better candidates for the job.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short. You're a damn good keeper.
Thanks. That's good of you to say.
I mean it. Brian's already started looking for a replacement.
Has he?
Didn't you hear?
Yeah, no.
Suppose not. Anyway, I'll be hard pushed to find anyone half as good. We're all going to miss you.
Okay, so... what's this all about?
Well, it's hard to know where to start. I suppose it was when that bloke from the milking agency come to look round.
Ross Little?
Now, it's not my place to tell you how to run this farm. You've got to make your own decisions.
What, did he say something that's upset you?
Well, it's not what he said. It's what you said. Well, what you should have said, but didn't.
Look, sorry, but...
Now, you're getting in a new milker, fair enough. And he'll need a place to live. But did you ever stop to think about me and Frieda?
You and Frieda?
It's us who's going to be looking for a new home. And you never even thought to ask.
Whoa, hang on.
You let me finish. I've worked on this farm for 15 years or more, and I've never asked more than a fair day's pay for a fair day's work and a roof over my head.
But...
now all that's going to end, and if you're going to lay me off... and we're going to be looking for a new home...
But listen...
and you never even thought to tell me. If you're going to make decisions that change my whole life, I'd like to be consulted first.
All right, look, I'm really sorry, but I should have discussed this with you before.
But that's all
but I... you've got it all wrong. We're not asking you to leave the bungalow.
Oh, you're not?
No, of course not. We wouldn't expect you to move out. It's yours. For as long as you and Frieda want to stay.
It is?
Yes. Look, we're thinking of Rickyard Cottage for the new milker.
Oh.
And we're not laying you off either.
But I thought...
Yeah, no, I know. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I should have made it clear from the start. But there's no need for you to worry, Bert. You're not going to be homeless.
Thanks for calling by. It was good of you. Oh, sorry, I can't stay longer.
No, I've got things to do.
So, assuming you do get this job, have you any idea when it'll start?
They haven't given me a firm date.
No. Still, I guess it'll be sooner rather than later. Though maybe that's not such a bad thing.
There's nothing to keep me here anymore.
No. You seem better now you've decided. Not so down about it all.
I tried, George. I did the best I could. But you get to the point when you realise, you know, you've done all you can. No use fighting anymore.
Look, I know it's not my place, but if there's anything I can do to help things with you and Helen...
No, that's... That's kind of you, but there's nothing, really. Nothing at all.
Okay. Well, good luck with the job, anyway. Let me know what happens.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll pop round again soon. I'll keep in touch.
George, thanks again. I really do appreciate all you've done for me. You've been a real friend. Well, I hope you're feeling a bit happier now, Bert.
Well, I'm glad we shall be moving to Meadow Rise.
Meadow Rise? Whatever put that into your head?
Well, I didn't know what to think.
All right, you've made me feel guilty enough already.
But you couldn't just stand by and say nothing.
No. You were quite right to come and see me. You should have come before.
Well, wasn't really up to me.
All right, fair enough. Anyway, you're quite clear about everything.
I am now.
Now, we've all been expecting that you'd want to retire soon, of course. Though we'll find it hard to manage without you.
Yeah, I dare say.
But remember, even when you do decide to retire, there'll always be the odd day's work for you here whenever it suits.
Well, that's nice to know.
Look, you're important to us, Bert. We'll need you all the more when the new milker comes. You can help him settle in and find his feet.
Well, if you say so.
So, it's all over to you. You have a think about it and let us know.
Come on. I mean, it's quite safe. There's nobody here.
You sure about this?
I told you, it's perfectly all right. Oh, yes, this really takes me back.
Oh, now this is what I call a hallway.
I'd forgotten how lovely it was.
Yeah, whoever built this had some style. And money. No scrimping on the size. Yeah, all the fittings.
Sets the tone for the whole house, I always used to say.
Nice Regency fireplace. Yeah, all the original mouldings.
Yeah, Ralph and I used to have parties in here. Can see it now. Standing just where you are. One elbow on the mantelpiece. How he loved to play the country squire.
So, how long ago was all this?
You rather didn't ask me, darling. We moved in straight after we married. You know, I really thought I'd made it. Beautiful house, plenty of dosh, married to a proper gent. Didn't take me long to find out how wrong I was.
Eh?
Oh, the house and the money were fine. It was the husband.
Ah, yeah.
Poor Ralph. He'd been brought up in the old school, you know, real dinosaur. Believe women should be kept firmly in their place along with the dogs and the children.
Yeah, I can see that might have caused some friction.
Well, all water under the bridge now. Come to me, darling. Come and see the sitting room. There's a lovely view from that side of the house.
Oh, yes. That is very stylish. It's all Caroline stuff.
Yeah, I suppose it must be. It's not quite to my taste, but...
Yes, I do like this room. I can see why you were so fond of the place.
You know, it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, and the decor's all up to scratch, isn't it?
Well, Ralph and I, we did have fun as well as our rows. I remember one New Year's Eve. It was 72 or 73. Oh, well.
What about the dining room?
We can see that later. Come on, I want to show you the bedrooms.
Oh. Oh, yeah, four-poster.
Ralph always preferred the west room, but this was my favourite.
Now, this bed I do fancy.
Well, why don't we try it for size?
Why? Nah.
Come on. We're quite alone. No one's going to disturb us. It's a shame to waste such a lovely room as this.
You are a naughty, naughty little pussycat.
That's it. Oh, my big, bad tiger. Oh, come on, darling. What's the matter?
Is somebody up there?
Oh,
hell, it's her. It's Caroline.
All right, darling, relax.
Lillian, we're not even supposed to be here.
Help me with my blouse.
Where are we going to hide?
Hide?
Hello, who's there?
Well, if she walks in and finds us...
Oh, don't be silly, darling. What are you going to do, bite us? Oh, I've seen enough anyway. Come on, let's go. Oh, Caroline!
Lillian, what a surprise!
Yeah.
Matt!
Hi,
what are you? Well, we saw your tenants were out, darling, and we bumped into William and he lent us the key. William? Oh, he's such a sweet boy. I said we'd be only 5 minutes. But...
Yeah, Lillian came over poorly. She had to go and lie down.
What? Oh, I'm fine now. And Matt's had a really good look around. He has? Yes. I'm glad you haven't messed the old place up too much. Come on, darling. We'll get out of your way, Caroline.
Yeah,
Lillian, can't stop. We have to give William back his key. Bye-bye.
Nigel's getting to grips with the art of viniculture.
Holes. That's what I need.
Oh, yeah.
Lots and lots of holes. Hundreds of them.
Here we go. This do the trick.
Yes, great, wonderful.
Oh, the auger. You mean like holes in the ground holes to plant
To plant my vines.
Of course.
We've got one auger, but we're not going quick enough. With two, we'll go twice as fast.
No figures.
Well, you're welcome to borrow this. We're not using it right now. I'll get some of the muck off for you.
No, you're busy.
No, it won't take a minute. Should have been clean when it was put away.
Well, thanks. That's just the ticket.
And when you say we...
Me and Mike, mostly. Eddie's been helping out, too.
So you're really getting your hands dirty.
Oh, yes. My blisters are already starting to heal over nicely. See?
Yeah.
I've seen have proper calluses. And I've discovered muscles I never even knew I had.
Oh.
So, how many plants have you got
to do? Thousands of the blighters. Well, 1,500 all told.
Well, sounds enough to me.
Not all at once. We're getting 300 delivered each day. That's as much as we can cope with.
So what, you just plonk them straight into the holes?
Well, as soon as they come, we put the roots into water. But they can't stay like that for long or they go soggy.
Oh, 300, so you and Mike do...
I can do about 30 plants an hour flat out. But we can't work all day. I'm in the office in the morning. Mike's got his milk round. That's why we're getting behind.
Sounds familiar.
Well, that's the life of a peasant for you.
Actually, it's great fun. I'm enjoying it. It's a lovely time of year to be outdoors. We're getting in touch with the land. Planting something that you'll water and tend and watch as it grows and bears fruit.
Very poetic.
Mock me all you like. I don't care.
Oh, I didn't mean to.
Are you working tonight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, Eddie's coming up to lend us a hand.
Never seen vines planted before.
Me neither. Be interesting to see how it's done.
Why not come up and join us?
We might even do that.
You're on.
Good. More the merrier.
Wonder if Bert fancies a bit of vine planting.
David.
Well, there's no harm in asking us. They might cheer him up a bit. Hey, Bert.
We're looking a bit glum, isn't he?
You could say that.
You want me for summer?
Well, not now, but Nigel's planting his vines. We thought we'd go up there tonight. See how it's done, you know. Maybe lend a hand.
Why don't you come up too?
Everyone's welcome. We might even crack open a bottle or two to keep us going.
I'm sorry. I can't make it tonight.
Oh.
I've got plans of my own.
Oh, okay. Just a thought.
If you don't mind, I'll get on with my work.
Yeah, just as you like.
Hey, what's the matter with him?
It's a long story.
He's not letting us off the hook, is he?
It was our fault, David. We should have talked to him sooner.
Yeah, okay. But now we have, you'd think he'd snap out of it. We've bent over backwards to keep him happy. What more does he want?
You shift this flag out the way, then I can get to the cooch underneath. Oh, can't Cathy weed her own garden. It's too heavy for her. Oh, come on. If we get the spades underneath and give it a wiggle, I pull a muscle, I'm suing. What's the matter with you? Nothing but moan, moan, moan.
Well, how would you feel if you was waiting for that summons to drop through the letterbox?
Right, Clarice says I'd get up and do something about it. You can't be the only one who got took for a ride, not if I know Snatch Foster. He had all carcasses to get rid of. They'd have been shifting that meat all round the county.
So all I've got to do is find some other poor idiot.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to try.
Oh, Dad, think about it. Okay, so maybe Snatch had whole armies of them selling the stuff. But I'm the only one who got caught.
I don't mean that you...
So even if by some miracle I do track one of them down, they're not going to put their hands up and get nicked just to help me, are they?
Come on, let's shift this stone.
Fat chance. I'm out in the cold here, Dad. My whole life's about to go pear-shaped.
One more push and we... That's it.
There's our William going on at me about Clary's birthday.
Yeah, well, he's right. We ought to do something to make it special for her.
You got any ideas?
Let's go and have a cup of tea.
Eh?
Well, that's what I feels like. Cathy Perks might have a few biscuits.
Look, she's out. You can't just go in
she
there and...
She won't mind. She always leaves me the key. Come on. Then we'll talk about Clary's birthday. There, you see. She's left the tea out and the sugar. I'll just put the kettle on.
I was trying to think what I'd done for her 30.
You forgot.
Yeah, it's a long time ago now.
No, I mean you forgot it was her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I gave her a box of chocolates.
Yeah, well.
And you took her to your band practice.
Okay. Well, I did her all right for her 40th, that big surprise party down the board.
Well, you could do that again.
No. I know what she'd like. She'd like to go to Paris, and I can't afford it.
Well, there's always... there's always Weston Supermare.
Aye.
I took your mother there once. Went on the pier. That was smashing time.
It ain't like France, is it?
Well, you'd have to forget about France. Yeah. You can always go there another year.
Oh, it won't be the same. It won't be a 50th.
Well, you could take her for a nice dinner down the bowl. Then home to watch a video.
It's no use, Dad. There ain't nothing good enough.
Yeah, where are you going?
Lower Loxley.
Well, you ain't had your tea yet. There's some cake here, too. Look.
No, thanks.
She makes a very good cake, this Cathy Perks. I'm going to have a slice.
I'll set up Nigel with his vines.
It's a new recipe. It's got fruit in it.
See you later.
Keep trimming the roots carefully. Get all the straggly bits off.
Okay.
Can I have a go?
Wait, you get your turn. All right, how's that?
Yeah, that looks fine. Now, pop it in the hole.
All right.
Roots first, David.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth.
Now, you have to give it a sort of twist. Here, let me show you.
Okay.
There. And a shake. Make sure they're all hanging straight down.
There's a real art to this, isn't there?
Oh, you soon get the knack. There. Now you're ready to put the sand in.
Can I do that?
Yeah. So, get ready, huh? I find it best if you shake it down gently. And cover the roots.
Okay.
So you reckon you can plant 30 of these an hour?
Where I'm in my stride, yes.
There we go.
Of course, you have to go along and make the holes first.
Must have been quite a job laying all the plastic.
How am I doing?
Yes, that's fine.
Bunging in the stakes, stretching the wires.
Hard work, but it's getting me into shape. Here, feel this.
Hmm?
Well, go on.
Can I have a feel?
Be my guest.
That's what I call a biceps.
No.
But Elizabeth must be very impressed.
She's promised me a massage when I get in.
Okay.
Soothing my aching limbs, you know.
Yeah, we get the picture, Nigel.
Hey, and by the way, you'll never guess who Caroline found in the Dower House last night.
Matt and Lillian.
You knew?
I rang Caroline about the puppy show. Boy, was she hopping Matt.
Cheeky, isn't it?
Cheeky? Well, one thing's for sure. If Matt was hoping for an invitation to the puppy show lunch, he can forget all about it.
He's been next door.
Evening,
Bert.
Oh, evening. I've brought over them rutabag bean plants for you.
Oh, thank you very much, yes, Jason.
Don't want to put them out yet, mind. Keep them under cover.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
There's something wrong with your teeth, Jack.
Yeah, I got something stuck in there. I have to find a toothpick.
Right, we'll be off then.
Fancy a drop of cider?
Oh, no, thanks. I can't stay. I've got to get back to Frieda.
So, were you right about moving out then?
Ah, well.
Moving out?
Him and his Frieda. You heard? They're getting a new man at Brookfield.
Well, yeah. I mean, I know they was thinking of expanding
the
area, but...
That's right. They're making all these changes. And they never thought to consult me about it.
You mean they didn't?
They've been busy planning out my life for me. And I've been left in the dark all along.
No.
In the end, I had to go see David about it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, you had to.
Eddie started going on about Meadow Rise.
Meadow Rise?
Ah, well...
I think it's just terrible, Bert. Ruth and David can't just throw you out after all these years.
Well, no, they ain't exactly going to.
No?
But I thought you said...
Well, they says we can stay in the bungalow.
But for how long?
Well, as long as we want.
Oh.
So what about the job, then? If they're going to make you retire...
Well, no. They're not making me. I can choose when. And I can go on doing the odd day if I want.
Oh.
So let's get this right. You stays in the bungalow and you can keep on working.
Well... Yeah, but...
Well,
sounds all right to me. Sounds very generous.
Generous?
I don't know what you got to complain about, Bert Fry. You ought to be grateful.
I'm getting desperate. I only got till next Thursday.
Okay. How about...
Yeah?
No, be too expensive.
God, that's the trouble.
Right, how are we doing here?
Fine.
Teamwork. I put them in. Ruth adds the sand. Splendid.
And I water them in too.
Right, so what shall I...
And if you'd like to go on with the holes, Eddie.
Yeah, OK.
You see all these cheap flights, Eddie? Fly to Venice for a tenner, you know.
Well, what do we do when we get there?
Venice? Clary's 50th.
You can't sleep out on a gondola.
50th? Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah. I wasn't a ticket to Paris, but...
Well, why not just have a big party? Everyone bring their own.
Yeah, I thought of that. Not very special, though, is it?
Okay, if you can't take Clary to Paris, why not bring Paris to her?
Pardon?
Do a Parisian night at home. French food, wine, music.
Yeah, good one. Nigel could come and do the can-can.
No, really, you could do it, Eddie. It shouldn't be too hard to organise.
Yeah, not too expensive neither.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, why not, Eddie?
Bring Paris to Clary.
If you're okay here, I'll take this down to Mike. Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, what about the food?
Oh, you'd have to get someone to cook for you.
Well, Cathy, maybe.
Well, she's got the time.
I need a toothpick.
Use a twig.
Well, look who it is.
Evening.
Hello, Bert. Changed your mind?
Yes,
sir. Such a nice evening. We thought we'd all come up and join you.
Right, I'll get on with these holes. Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome.
I don't know if there's anything I can do to help.
Well, have a word with Nigel. I'm sure he'll find you something.
Yeah, righto. I just wanted to say...
Yes?
Well, me and Frieda, we appreciate all you've done for us over the years. I'm lucky to have such good bosses.
Oh.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's all. I'll go and see Nigel.
Well...
Blimey. Where did that come from?
Me and Joe, we had a word with him. Didn't we? Joe, we should leave your teeth alone.
Well, it's his blooming seeds.
Seeds?
Yeah, that cake of Cathy Perks's. It was full of them.
Cake?
Yeah, getting me indigestion.
Joe, you ate some of Cathy's cake?
Yeah, I had a slice with me tea. I wish I hadn't touched it, Nick.
Joe, that were a special cake. Her HRT cake.
Uh-oh.
Joe.
HRT?
For a condition.
HRT. Hormone replacement, Joe.
Hormones?
Is it all over for Helen and Greg?
A strawberry and the same blackcurrant.
Thanks.
So, just the yoghurt to come.
Dad, wait, where's the vanilla? Vanilla ice cream? It was on the list.
Was it?
Dad, we're down to our last...
No, look. It's crossed off.
Don't say you've forgotten.
Helen?
Oh, I can't bear it, Dad. If we can't even get a simple order right.
No, it's here. Underneath this lot. Mum must have brought it in this morning. So, no need to panic, eh? The good people at Borchester shan't have to go without them.
Oh, Dad.
Easy.
I'm sorry. I feel so awful. I don't know what to do.
I know, love.
I've been awake half the night. I almost gave in and called him.
So you've not talked to Greg since?
No. Since we had that drink last week. Just so worried.
Of course you are. But
I mean, if he's really applied for this job.
Well, no use getting yourself in a state.
I just keep thinking it. He must be feeling just as bad, worse. Maybe he needs my help. Maybe I shouldn't have walked out. I should have stayed. I don't know. I'm so confused.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'll be going for a drink tonight after Nets. Why don't you come...
Hiya! Oh.
It's okay, love. Why don't you go and bring in the yoghurts? I'll look after Will.
Yep. Thanks, Dad.
Sorry, is she young? Yes, yes. Poor Helen. She's got herself in a terrible state, worrying herself sick about Greg.
Yeah. You know, George went to see him the other day.
Uh-huh. How was he?
Oh, he reckoned Greg seemed better. More sorted, you know. He tidied the place up and everything.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he was talking about this job he's applied for.
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't know much at all, really. Except that Greg was definitely better than last time George went round. You ought to speak to George.
Maybe he ought to speak to Helen. I don't know. Anyway, what can I do for
you? Oh, yeah, it's okay. I just wanted some ice cream.
Vanilla?
Em prefers a strawberry.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's coming round for dinner tonight. Thought I'd get her something nice.
So, are you coming to Nets?
No, no way. Oh, I only came into town to pick up some feed. Oh, I shan't be finished before 8, and that's if I'm lucky.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's because I'm having to work for 2, see? No, I'll give Alistair a call and apologise.
You okay there?
Yeah, dead on.
What was that about Eddie?
Well, he wants me to do him a takeaway French meal for 2. Can you believe the guy?
Knowing Eddie, yes.
Well, it's for Clary's birthday, apparently.
Right, we're going to buzz round and check the ewes next.
Oh, here, can I drive?
Oh, it's a skilled job. You need proper training.
Me and Dee can handle a quad bike.
You can drive back.
Such generosity.
So what did you say to Eddie?
Well, I told him I'd have to think about it.
Sucker.
Well, I'm not sure what to do, to be honest. I mean, will he be down at the Nets?
Eddie? Not much danger of that.
Yeah, I'd rather keep out of his way till it's decided.
But you'll still come to Nets?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Then you can see whether Sid Perks has a problem with me or not. Okay, hold on.
It?
Oh, Greg.
Evening, Will.
Busy? Yeah, checking the incubators. Is there anything you...
No. I've been sorting a few things out at the cottage. Rolls of wire. I'll put them in the shepherd's hut.
Okay.
So as you know where to find them. Everything okay with the birds?
Yeah, fine. We're still getting plenty of eggs. No more signs of the mycoplasma.
Good.
Though, actually, there's something I need to ask you.
Oh?
Well, I've got to sort out the brooders for when we get the chicks. I can't find the heaters.
Oh, I've still got them in the shed. I was servicing them over the winter.
Thing is, I really need them now. You know, I'll get behind.
It'll take me an hour or so to sort them out. Can you come and fetch them tomorrow?
Yeah, okay.
I'll have them ready for you. I'll be in all morning.
All right, thanks.
So, they're all fixed apart from that?
Yeah, ta. What about, how are things with you?
Oh, moving on.
George says you've applied for this job.
Yeah, still waiting to hear.
Somewhere down south?
East, Suffolk.
Yeah?
Pheasant and partridge. It was some duck as well.
Oh, great. Sounds like it'd keep you busy.
Oh, yeah. It would do me fine.
Fingers crossed then, eh?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry I won't be staying, Will. You've been a good underkeeper. More than that, a good friend too. It's been a real pleasure working with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
And I hope you get along okay with the new head keeper.
Well, actually, I'm going for the job myself.
Oh, yeah?
I saw Mr. Aldridge about it. I reckon I'm in with a chance.
Good. So you should be. Hope you get it.
Thanks. And Suffolk's not too far, is it? You know, only a couple of hours.
No, not the ends of the earth.
Hope they'll give you time off for the wedding. Can't go and change the dates now.
Don't you go worrying about that.
Oh, not after we got this far. Emma would not be happy.
She's a lovely girl, Will. You're very lucky. Oh, you don't need me to tell you that, eh?
Yeah, well, it's true all the same.
Right, so, you'll be down for the heaters in the morning.
Oh, yeah, as soon as I've done the layers.
OK, I'll...
Have you still got the key to the shepherd's hut? I might need it at the weekend.
I'm not quite done yet. I'll hang on to it for now.
OK, I'll see you then.
Good luck with the job, Will. You go for it. You really do deserve to get it.
Thanks.
OK, bye then.
Bye.
Come on, Edge. Let's go.
She made it special. For the art flushes. Yeah. And apparently, it was chock full of all the right stuff.
What, like...
Natural hormones, you know.
And Joe went in...
Yeah, helped himself to a slice.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Of course he's saying it won't hurt him.
Yeah, but... Well, he's done it now.
Yeah, you can tell he's really worried.
Oh, I bet he is.
And Jolene, she was winding him up something rotten, telling him... Well, telling him his skin was looking so smooth. And his voice was getting higher.
Poor old Joe.
I don't suppose it'll affect him at all.
Well, you never know. At his time of life.
Yeah, I reckon he's in for an anxious few days. Checking himself in the mirror.
That'll teach him to be so greedy.
Still dropping me too short.
Well, look good to me.
Well, anyway, there you go.
Hey, Adam, Ian, you heard about this.
About what?
Joe Grundy and the hormone cake.
No, nor me, sounds intriguing.
Go on, you tell him, Sid.
Oh, well, it's not that funny.
Oh, really. I think it's hilarious.
OK, Sid, let's hear it.
No, I can't sit around all night. Get in some more practice.
Oh, really?
Come on, Tony, get off your backside. Come and lob us a few.
Hmm? Oh, OK, then. We'll catch you later.
OK. So?
So we wants to do some more practice?
Still think I'm being paranoid. Yeah, hello?
Will, it's Helen.
Oh, hi.
Look, I'm really sorry to call you out of the blue like this.
No, that's fine.
Are you busy?
No, I'm just about finished.
I just wondered if... Do you know how Greg's doing? Have you seen him at all?
Yeah, I saw him earlier, down by the pens.
How was he? Did he seem all right?
Well, not too bad, really. A lot better than he was before.
Really?
Yeah, not so stressed, you know.
So what did he say?
I asked him about the new job. It's quite a big shoot, in Suffolk.
Oh, so he's definitely going?
Oh, he don't know yet, he's waiting to hear. But, yeah, he seemed quite positive about it. Apart from that, you know, we just chatted, you know. Not for long, but he was friendly. Like his old self.
Oh.
Almost, anyway. Sorry I can't be more...
No, thanks. That was really... Thanks, Will. Bye.
There you go.
Well, you've gone for the gas bitter?
Well, it's drinkable. And maybe I should have asked for a sweet cider with a cherry in it.
Well, I'm not with you.
Oh, come on, don't tell me you didn't notice.
No, I've been checking out the bar menu.
Sid, he did it again. Saw me coming, hightailed down the bar and let Jolene serve me.
Well, she shortchanged you or what?
So you're not bothered?
Oh, come on. Chill out and drink up. I mean, tell me what I should do about Eddie Grundy.
You think I should grin and bear?
Well, just don't let it worry you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what Eddie's after. I mean, does he expect me to come knocking on his door in my chef's hat and a fake French accent?
Quite likely.
I mean, if he's willing to come up and fetch it, maybe we're talking.
Look, sorry. I'm not just going to sit here.
What, you're leaving?
No, we're going up to the bar.
Look, Adam, I'm quite comfortable here.
This is my local. I go wherever I like. And I want a word with Sid. Come on. Suffolk.
Will says he's waiting to hear.
And Greg seems a lot happier?
Better.
All right, more settled. Well, that's what George reckons, too. That's got to be a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, but... I don't know.
Oh, I know how you feel, but you can't sort out his whole life for him. There's some things he's got to work out for himself.
Okay, so I'm glad he's more sorted and he's going for another job. But what am I supposed to do now?
Sid?
Oh, have you been...
Yeah, we're fine. I've dragged Ian up to the bar.
No, I don't mind a change of scenery.
Okay.
Sid, wait. Would you like a quick word about next week's match?
Oh,
you know, Edgeley's got this hot new leg spinner. I think we ought to change the batting order.
Yeah, but you're talking to the wrong person. You should tell Alistair.
Okay, but I thought I'd sound you out first.
No, sorry. Can't help you now. They're busy in the ploughman.
Okay. Now tell me I'm paranoid.
Maybe he doesn't like my aftershave?
I'm sorry, I just don't find it so funny.
Okay. Right, so you've made your point. Can we go and sit down now?
I just find it so hard to sit at home and do nothing.
Yeah, well, I understand that. Of course I do.
If Will's right, if he's got himself out of this black hole he's been in, then maybe now's the time for me to go and see him. If he's calmed down, we can talk through it properly.
Look, Kim, I know this is hard for you, but I really wouldn't be in too much of a hurry to do anything.
Don't you think so?
No, not after all that's happened, love. Just take it slowly. If Greg really cares, then maybe he'll come to you.
I don't know, Dad. I don't think he will.
Well, then, if he's got the chance to... If he wants to move on and start a new life, maybe that's best for both of you.
No. I don't want it to end like that. I can't help it, Dad. I still love him.
Greater love hath no man.
Eddie's planning a birthday surprise for Clary.
Bon and I, Versary, Mademoiselle.
No, what's wrong?
Eh?
Madame. She ain't a mademoiselle.
Oh. Bon and I.
Dad.
Oh, hello.
Afternoon, William.
Oh, hi, Grandad. Hey, Dad, you got that tie?
Yeah, it's there on the side waiting for you.
Great. Yeah, I'm taking Emma out tonight.
I might want to borrow it again when I go for my trial.
Yeah, whatever.
You want some tea, William?
Oh, no, thanks, Grandad. I can't stop.
Yeah, what are you looking at me like that for?
Nah, can't see any difference, can you, Dad?
Hey?
Though, maybe your hair's looking a bit thicker.
What do you mean, my ear?
And have you checked your chest measurement recently?
All right, it's enough of that.
You've been telling him, if you're going to have to shave, you'll save all that money on razors.
All right, then both of you.
Though, of course, he'll have to stock up on new underwear.
There ain't nothing wrong with me. It's the same as I ever was.
Okay, then, Grandad.
Don't go on, get back to work.
Yeah, so are you getting on with the plans for French night?
Oh, yeah, we're getting there. Kathy's going to see if she can get us a French tablecloth. You know, the little squares.
Yeah.
And you see these old wine bowls? I'm going to stick candles in them.
Nice.
And, well, that's all we got so far.
You want to do a bit more than that?
So you got any bright ideas?
Well, what about some pictures, you know, to go on the walls?
Pictures?
Yeah, like, you know, oh, that guy with the beard who was in Moulin Rouge.
Hey.
Yeah, we were famous. We did pictures of cafes with dancing girls.
Oh, yeah, okay. Pictures of dancing girls.
And, oh, you know those big round cheese boxes like they used for Brie in Camembert? Well, if you could get some of those and hang them up on the wall.
Great! Cheese boxes and posters and candles in bottles.
I'll ask Em if she's got any ideas.
Hey, William, how's your French?
Oh, about the same as yours.
Mm. What about Emma?
Why?
Well, I thought you might fancy being a waitress for the night.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to ask if she's been working at the cafe all day.
Oh, yeah, maybe not then.
I'll have to get going. See ya.
Yeah, boy.
Bye, William.
So what about you, Dad?
Eh?
Well, you fancy being a waiter?
Me? Well, I don't see why not. Yeah, right, oh, I'll do it. So long as I don't have to cook the food.
I told you. Well, he already got the best chef in the county.
Well, he should have said for sure.
Oh, he'll do it. He's just plain hard to get.
You say so.
Right then. We'll get you a striped apron and you can be our garçon.
Yeah. Bonsoir. Comment allez-vous?
That's if you still are a garçon.
What do you mean?
Who knows? You could be a madame boy then.
Eddie.
Still, not to worry, eh? We'll have to get you a dress instead.
Yes, William.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Aldridge.
Yeah, so what can I do?
Well, I'm down at Greg's place. I've come down to fetch the heaters for the brooders.
Yeah?
He said he'd be in this morning, but he wasn't there, and he's still not back now.
Well, is it that urgent?
I want to get the brooders ready in time. I really need those heaters.
So what do you want me to do?
Well, I can see them through the window. They're on the kitchen table. Oh, if you've got a spare key...
Well, yes, I have, but are you sure Greg's not around?
Yeah. His car's parked outside. The door's locked. And I can hear Mitch inside.
Mitch?
Yeah. Yeah, he's left him shut in the kitchen.
I see.
He's been in there all morning. I don't know why he's left him.
And there's no sign of Greg anywhere?
No. No, I looked all round. There's no sign of anyone.
All right, look.
So shall I come up and get...
No. I'm out on the farm. You wait there. I'll go back now and find the spare key, then I'll come straight on down.
Hi there. Oh. Hi, Ruth.
Oh, sorry, you carry on. Don't mind me.
No, it wasn't. Can I get you?
Emergency. We've run out of your peanut butter.
Okay, down at the bottom there.
The kids have been so spoilt. Now they've got used to the organic, they won't touch anything else.
Shows what good taste they've got.
Yeah, and we like it too, of course.
There, that should last us a while. Anything else?
I'll grab a few yoghurts while I'm here, I think.
So, how are things with you? Busy?
As ever. We started looking for our new herdsman.
Oh.
Yeah, the agency rang today. They're going to draw up a shortlist, then we can start interviewing.
So things are really moving.
And touch wood. We had a bit of a problem with Bert getting the wrong end of the stick, thinking we were going to sack him. Our fault. We should have talked to him sooner. But he seems a lot happier now.
Well, that must be a relief.
The only cloud on the horizon is our next TB test. Apart from
that's great. I'm really glad things are working out. Is that the lot?
Hey, look, never mind us. What about you? How are things with you and Greg?
Oh, no change, really. I haven't spoken to him for a week. I've not heard from him at all, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All I know for sure is that he's applied for a job in Suffolk.
I knew he'd applied somewhere.
You know what I'm really scared of now, Ruth? If he does get this job, he'll just pack his bags and go off without telling anyone. Without even saying goodbye.
Would he really do that?
I know him. It's just the kind of thing he'd do. What happens then? Should I go with him? Does he even want me to? Do I want to leave my life here?
There's a big one.
I just can't decide a thing. Not until I've seen him, at least. Until we've had a chance to talk.
So, why don't you...
I've been trying to call him. He's not at home and he's not answering his mobile. I can't leave it any longer. I've got to talk to him now. It's no good waiting for him to call me.
I should keep trying.
Maybe I should just drop everything, close up the shop and go out and find him.
Well, if it's really that important.
I don't know. I just can't get it out of my head. I can't stop worrying.
Well, go on and make that call.
You think so?
Well, you could always leave a message. Then it's up to Greg.
Sorry to be so long. I had another call and then I couldn't find the key.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for coming.
Still didn't sign him?
No. I've been all round. Knocked on the windows.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like him, really. He said he'd be here this morning. And if he were out on the estate, he wouldn't have left Mitch behind.
Well, let's go in and see.
Okay, Mitch. Good boy.
It's all very neat and tidy.
Yeah, George said he'd had a clean-up.
And there are your heaters.
Yeah. You must have put them out for me.
They're the ones you wanted?
Yeah, but why did they leave them in here?
Well, at least you got them.
Oh, there's a note as well.
Ha! Ah, maybe that'll explain.
Oh, I knew he wouldn't have gone off and forgotten all about.
What does he say?
Don't make sense. Good luck. Sorry to let you down. Please look after Mitch.
But nothing else?
No.
Well, here, you better let me take that.
Oh, there's another note here, look.
Well, who for?
Helen. It's for Helen.
Oh, damn. Oh, what shall Leave I... it there. Leave it there. Don't touch it.
Mr. Aldridge, you don't
I
think
don't he's... know. I don't know, and I'm going to have a look round the house.
Shall I...
Now, you stay here. No, wait outside. Wait for me there. I'll be out in a minute.
I got it cheap at the garage. Easy listening.
Maurice Chevalier.
I've got no idea what it's like. But I thought it might add to the atmosphere.
Oh, thanks, Ruth.
Very decent. I'll stick it on then.
Well, as it was all my idea to start with, I feel kind of responsible.
Oh, you don't want to worry about that.
Yeah, just about to save my life. I was getting desperate. Oh, ooh, la la.
Stick it, it's like that.
I hope so.
You don't know where we're going to keep all this a secret from her, though.
But we'll just have to be clever.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there you are, Ruth, aren't you?
So, she has no idea what's going on.
I don't see how she can. She knows how skint I am, so she won't be expecting a lot.
She'll just be glad if you remember it's her birthday.
Oh, come on, Dad, be fair. I was going to take her to Paris. It's only because I've got to be careful now.
All right, I know that.
He snatched Foster. It's all down to him. He's the one who robbed Clary of her trip of a lifetime.
So, have you heard any more since your interview?
Oh, not a dicky bird. I reckon they're keeping me in suspense, making me suffer.
I don't suppose there's much you can do, except...
Oh, yes, there is.
Dad, before you start all that again, I've been on to a couple of mates from the boat sales. They're going to put the word around. See if we can find anyone else who sold that meat.
Not before time.
You think that's likely?
No, I don't know, Ruth. All I can do is try. There's nothing else for it.
There's no sign of him at all in the house. All his stuff's still there. I've called George. He's not seen him either.
So?
Could have gone down to the pens.
No. I've been down there all morning. I'd have seen him.
Okay.
Maybe we should get someone to help.
Look, you saw him last night, didn't you? Now, did he say anything then? Anything that might help us?
No. No, we just talked about his job and the wedding.
Now think, William. Did he say where he'd been or where he was going?
The shepherd's hut.
Right, let's go.
That's where he'd been. And he's still got the key.
Come on, get in. Hurry!
Greg?
Hello, this is Greg.
And Helen.
I'm sorry we can't come to the phone right now.
But if you leave us a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Hi, Greg, it's me. I just wondered how you were. I hope everything's okay with you. I've been thinking of you. That's all, really. And maybe if you feel like it, you could give me a call sometime. Okay, then. Bye. Love you. Bye.
The door's unlocked. You must have been here.
Greg? Greg?
Shall we?
No. Stay there. No, I'll go in. Greg? Oh.
Mr. Aldridge?
Stay there. Don't come in.
Is he?
Wait. Wait, I'm coming back out.
Is he? He's in there.
Yes. We're too late, Will. He's dead.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.